Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, the Siyata Dishmaya. This is the third shiur, and we've seen such beautiful Torah about the sugya of Mitztayer, explaining, as we've been doing at length, that it's Hagbolah Nechiv. It is a Chiyuv Sukkah, but it only goes as far as Tzar. The moment you're in the realm of Tzar, the moment you're in the Shetach, the territory, where there's Tzar, it's sort of like having to pay more than a chomish for a mitzvah. You don't have to pay more than a chomish, more than a fifth of your money to do a mitzvah seh. So what then? You don't have to, sit in the sukkah if it causes you Tzar. And that is Betamtzis Shebetamtzis, the Yisod that we learned, and we show many, many Makoros to flesh this out. We developed the idea, Siyata Dishmaya, Al Pi Toras Moreno Barabenu, Hagon Hagodol, Hamufla Vamuflog, Moreno Rebdovitzatzal, Rachav Anachem Mamshichim, Bashur Hakodem. למדנו בסוף השיעור, למדנו את מה שכתב הרמה בסימן תו חיישמם סיף ד' כתב שמי שקבו לו הנרות בסוכה בשבת ויש לו נר בביתו מותר לצאת מהסוכה כדי לאכול במקום נר ואין צריך ללך לסוכת חברו שיש שם נר אם יש שם תורח גדול בדבר. Let's say you're sitting in your sukkah and the candles go out and you have a candle at home. You are allowed to go out of the sukkah in order to eat where you have a candle. The candles in the sukkah went out. You go inside where you have a candle. And you don't have to go to the sukkah of your friend where there's a ner, if there's a terach. No, you can just go inside and your house is there. In your house, but used to be your house before Sukkot, which is no longer your house during Sukkot, but you can go in there anyway during Sukkot if the candles in your Sukkot went out. In the Gilyon of Kivegil, he explains that it's included in Mitztayer. Since it's a Terach Godol to go to your friend's Sukkah, it's included in Mitztayer and Mele your Potter. Now, Ein Kan Kol Mitztayer Bi Shivata Sukkah. There's going to be no mitztayer when you're sitting in your friend's sukkah. What's the mitztayer when you're sitting in your friend's sukkah? There's no such mitztayer. So what talk is the mitztayer? So the answer is that the mitztayer is that you have to go. It's a tircha to go to your friend's sukkah. And sweet friends, I must tell you, that this tircha of going to your friend's sukkah, that's a hagbolah. That limits, that's a limit on your obligation. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be torech. In other words, even though the yeshiva sukkah is not directly going to be tzar, since in order to fulfill this mitzvah, you have to pay with tzar, so to speak, memele your pater. The Kura Yankov, he was very bothered by this halacha. Based on our Yisod, we understand it. The Bikur Yankov is in Tarlat, Lamed Aleph, Ayin Shem. Based on our Yisod, we understand that you don't have to pay with Tzar, even if the Tzar is not directly related to the Sukkah. In the Chedushim of the Chasim Sofer, the Shulchan Aruch over there, he writes that the whole Petul of Sukkot Chavero is only Kishe'irakein B'shat Zman HaAchila. Aval Pshita, the Misha Ein Lo Makom B'chatzir, Levnot Lo Sukkah, שצריך להמציא לו מקום לבנות לו סוכה. היין שם שאז הוא ביתו. ומה צער יש בזה? He writes, the whole Petur of Sukkot Chavero, you don't have to go, it's only when it happened בשעה זמן האכילה. But it's pashut that if you don't have room in your courtyard to build a sukkah, you have to find a place for your sukkah. So if you can't have your own sukkah, then sit in your friend's sukkah. I grew up in the west side of Manhattan, and in the west side of Manhattan there are not very many sukkahs. Very, very few sukkahs. We certainly didn't have a sukkah in our apartment. Couldn't build one on the street, obviously. In Central Park, I assume they would take it down. I lived across the street from Central Park. And for us, it wasn't an issue because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh and my family and I, that we came to Eretz Yisrael every year for sukkahs. I remember one sukkahs of my life being in the United States, once when I was like 5. But we lived in Israel before and for a little bit, and then for a few years, and then we came back to America when I was a young child, and every year we came to Israel. Again, I remember once, when I was maybe 5, we were in America. Anyway, but that's my own personal story, which is completely irrelevant to the issue at hand. But there were a few people across the street lived in Mr. Benheim, Zichrono Levracha. Mr. Benheim used to have a sukkah, he had a porch, and we had friends on the 18th floor. They had a porch, so maybe they put a sukkah up there. Again, I wouldn't know because I wasn't there. But there were a few people with porches. I guess people with porches can make sukkahs, but on the Upper West Side, and not so many porches either. In any event, now that I think about it, my building had a roof. Maybe we could have asked the board, and they would have allowed us for the 8 days of sukkahs to put a sukkah up on the roof. So that would have resolved the problem. But it's not pashut being a Manhattan Yid during sukkahs. So what people do is they go to the local shul and they rent they buy meals and they have their yontif meals in the shul. But what about sleeping? Is a big problem. So every Jew should have a regular home and then a second home with a sukkah if the first home doesn't have one. In any event, I say that tongue-in-cheek, not everybody can afford 2 homes. The Chasam Sofer says that, listen, if your light goes out, then you don't have to walk to your friend's sukkah. But before sukkahs, the only sukkah you have is far away. You have to build it far away, or you have to build it, you have to sit in your friend's sukkah. There you're not mityaches to the tircha. Like in our example of the living on the west side, so it's all a tircha. It's a tircha to go all the way to the sukkah and say, no, that's... The Chasam Sofer says, that's your house. That's sukkah. Wherever your sukkah is, that's going to be your house. So you're not mitchashev from the tircha. Who cares about the tircha? This is your house. So of course you're going to be torech to go to your house. That's not called sar. That's the Chasam Sofer's word, as I understand it. And the Bikurei Yankif, Yankov Entlinger, in Sifkatan Yirgimel over there, in Tafresh Mem, writes, She'ein p'tul b'mi she'eino yachol la'asot sukkah b'veito, v'tzarich la'achol b'beit chavero. That there's no p'tul of somebody who can't make a sukkah in his house and is compelled to eat at his friend's house, even though it's far away. Shirak mi sheyesh lo sukkah va'atem b'nei suda achas yitaltel kelev l'sham niftar. Only somebody who has a sukkah, and only because of one su'uda, he's going to have to schlep all of his dishes to the sukkah, then he's pater. And he writes there, otherwise, everybody should be pater from sukkah because it's a tircha to build the sukkah. You're talking about tircha, so it's a tircha to build the sukkah. We don't say that. So we don't have a problem with the tircha of getting to the sukkah. We only have a tircha if it's one meal. For one meal, we're not going to force you to schlep all of your kelim to the sukkah. But if for the whole sukkah, your sukkah's far away, there's no p'tur. And you have to go to your friend's sukkah, even if it's a distance away. And he doesn't write from the reason of the Chasam Sofer. What was the Chasam Sofer's reason? V'nei shesham hu beisoy v'ein kan mitztayer. Chasam Sofer writes that that's your house. Since that's your house, you're not considered a mitztayer. Your friend's sukkah is your house. So that's not considered mitzvah. That's the Chasam Sofer's words. But the Bikurei Yaakov writes is that there's no p'tur of mitzvah. Because otherwise, what, you're going to say there's a p'tur of mitzvah to build a sukkah also? It's a big pain in the neck to build a sukkah, one might claim. That's shalom. One could say, no, tzar, I have to build it, I have to pick up all the heavy wood and the beams and the walls. So it's a tircha. No, we don't say that. That's the Bikurei Yaakov. But the Chasam Sofer's word is that that's your house. And the Enkan Mitztayer. But so if we have to understand together that if we have a Ptur of Mitztayer and going to your friend's Sukkah, which we see over here, why is there no Ptur and Asiyas Sukkah? So Rav Ettlinger says, all right, the Bikurei Yaakov, it's only one meal. That's his chiluk. But if you don't accept that chiluk, and you say that in general, if you're like the Chasam Sofer holds, that if you have to walk to your friend's sukkah, and that's going to be your house for sukkahs, so there's no p'tur of mitzvah. Why? So he says, because that's your house. But he doesn't say the vort of it only being one meal, that there's a p'tur of mitzvah because it's one meal. So we'd like to understand why, if your light goes out in your sukkah, the candle goes out. You don't have to walk to your friend's sukkah. Why not? Because it's mitzvah. Okay. So what about mitzvah al asiyas sukkah? So based on what we said, we understand very well that the Bikurei Yaakov is correct, that Shebechagavne ain't kan klal mitzdayer, that in such a case it's not mitzdayer at all. Vim yeshna b'zeh p'tur de mitzdayer, re'ein zeh le mishum sheyeshna agbala b'chiyuv mitzvat sukkah, v'klapei zeh naktina, shagbala zo ne'emra rak al ma shenitchayev במצוות סוכה שהיא הישיבה בה, אבל עשיית הסוכה שלא נאמר על זה חיוב בקרא, אלא ממילא הוא כן. משום די אם לא כן, יש כאן מבטל את מצוות סוכה. כשתבוא, לא יחשב הוא אנוס בדבר, כיוון שיכול היה לעשות הרי כלפי זה עם כל הגבלות. We, in other words, our gather is going to explain this idea beautifully. Our gather is that Mitzdayer is pater. Why is mitzdayer pater? Because it's a hagbola. You're not obligated to go that far to the point that you have tzar. You're not obligated to build a sukkah if it's gonna. You're not obligated to sit in a sukkah if it's gonna cause you. You don't have to. If it's gonna cause you tzar. You don't have to pay with tzar. So this limitation was only said on the actual obligation of sukkah, which is a sitting in a sukkah. But making a sukkah, building a sukkah, there's no chiv in the pasuk. It's memeli you have to build a sukkah. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sit in a sukkah, you're going to be honest. So about that, there are no hagbalas. The hagbalas is in the etzem kiyum mitzvah that the Torah says. And that's pasukas teish v'shivas yam. It's a discussion. Is there a mitzvah of the sukkah? Not a mitzvah of the sukkah. In pashtus, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, not to build the sukkah. So there's no hagbalas. So we don't care if you're mitzvah or not mitzvah. The Hagabalah was that you don't have to pay for the Kiyum HaMitzvah with Tzar. Aval Masha Misaviv, like building a sukkah, there you would have to pay with Tzar. And therefore, there's no Ptur of Mitzvah by building a sukkah, by going to your friend's sukkah. So there you're paying for the Kiyum HaMitzvah with Tzar. But by building a sukkah, that's not paying for the kiyum mitzvah with tzar. That's not the etzem mitzvah. The etzem mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah. That you don't have to be mitzvah for. But the building, there are no hagbalas. And again, even like we alluded to, the Hamik Sheila, the famous Nitziv, that he says that there is a mitzvah to make a sukkah. But copy that, then there's no hagbalah in the Torah. The hagbalah in the Torah is only copy the word teshvu came to duru. But you don't have to pay with tsar, just like you don't pay with your for your dira b'bayis b'tsar. You don't have to pay for your yeshiva b'sukkah with tsar. That's not necessary. The building, yes, but not this. So as long as a person's not anos, he has to build the sukkah, even if it causes him tsar, and therefore there's no patur. And that's the Bikur Yaakov's point. He says, what, we're going to patur everybody from Asiya Sasukkah because the Torah Basiya? No. We're not going to patur. And therefore, if you don't have a your own sukkah, and you have to go to far away to your friend's sukkah, we're obligating you to do that. We're going to obligate you to do that. We're just not going to obligate you. It's going to be a patur when it comes to one meal. But if it's the entire sukkah, then we're going to tell you to go, because there's Torah B'davar, even though there's Torah B'davar. So, and he compares that to the building of the sukkah. Otherwise, he said, what? We're going to patur everybody from sukkah because there's Torah B'asiyas sukkah. And we're explaining that the vort of Torah B'asiyas sukkah is that that's a different vort. That's not the etzem ha-mitzvah. So it's not that's not the etzem ha-mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. There's no patur that you don't have to pay with tzar. For the kiyum ha-mitzvah, right, the Bikur Yaakov doesn't have our gdara, because the Bikur Yaakov says that, Chasam Sofer says that when you you have to walk to your friend's sukkah because that's your house, that's not called tzar. Bikur Yaakov says that it is tzar to walk far away to your friend's house, but you have to do it anyway. But that there you're paying with tzar for the kiyum ha-mitzvah. I don't think that stems with our Hagdara. But according to our Hagdara, we understand the chilik between building a sukkah, why you have to build a sukkah even though there's tzar. You have to build a sukkah even though there's tzar, because the patur of tzar, that you don't have to pay with tzar, is only going into etzim kiyum mitzvah of yeshiva and not on the building, even if the building is a mitzvah. And with this, we can explain what it says in the Mishnah on page 25a. The din haklali shel haptur shel oisek b'mitzvah shepatur hu min ha-mitzvah. Al shluchei mitzvah haptura min ha-sukkah. Shluchei mitzvah. Are patur min ha-sukkah. Because oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. V'kvar amad b'zeh apnei Yoshua, shemeachar sheha makor l'din zeh. Eino mitzvat sukkah, ele mitzvat kriyat shema, o mitzvat pesach, ein sha basugiya, lama tani lamatnitin besukkah dafka. So the Pnei Yoshua is a great ha'ara. He says, since the moko for this din of oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is not from sukkah, it's from shema or pesach, as we see there in the sugya. So why does the Mishnah learn it in Masechah Sukkah, in the context of Sukkah? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. B'ma shekatav haritva b'shitat ha-tosfot, she'osek b'mitzvah patur, b'baruch Hashem. I just want to make a little bit of a shout out that a number of years ago, we gave a number of shiram on Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Oisik givein lech baruch Hashem. Shuv, al pitoi lans mohenu v'rabbeinu zetzal. I take none of the credit for myself. I'm just a mouthpiece, just a kli. But mitoris mohenu v'rabbeinu zetzal, we have an Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and it's just haflei v'fela pilei plos mamish. Kopanim, the Ritva writes, Peshitta Satosvis, that Isaac b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, only if you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah in which you're presently involved. That's when Isaac the mitzvah patur min mitzvah. If you're going to be mevatel, if you do mitzvah B, you're going to be mevatel mitzvah A in which you're presently Isaac. And for Ekta Rishonim, the hapshitahu the mehechitesi shadifa ashniya al Rishonim. So that's thus is doch pashut. Thus is doch pashut mehechitesi. That the second mitzvah is preferable to the first mitzvah. Why do I need a pasuk for that? To tell me, don't do mitzvah B if you're in the middle of mitzvah A, if you're not going to be able to complete mitzvah A. It's pashut. And for the ritvo, the komash malon, hakoro, shebuchai gavne, ha mitzvah ashnia, harehu kedvar harashus legabe, vim hifsikas harishaine vo osak vishnia, ovad isuro. The Ritva answers that the Pasuk is telling us that in such an instance, the second mitzvah has the status of a Dvar Reshus legabe the first mitzvah. And if you stop the first and you're Osek in the second mitzvah, it's an Isser. In other words, the Pasuk is telling you that there's an Isser involved to go do the second mitzvah. V'hainu, shenitan din ba'oisek b'mitzvah, shebechai gavne, ein alav klal es achiyuv shel ha-mitzvah ashniya. V'lechein ovelei ii kedvar rishus legabei. We have a din in oisek b'mitzvah that the second mitzvah is not a chiyuv at all. It's a rishus vis-a-vis the first mitzvah. And according to this we can say that klapezeh, in relationship to this, the Mishnah writes the din of shluchei mitzvah besukkah in order to write together with this what it says behamshecha Mishnah. Al choylem u'mishamshem apturim min asukkah, in order to explain that the ptur of chulin is be'oisei mahalach shel aptur shel oisek b'mitzvah. Coming to explain that the p'tur of cholin, not chulin, cholin, the p'tur of the sick people, is in the same mahalach as the p'tur of Isaac the mitzvah. And the inyan is, like we said, that there's no chiyuv to do the second mitzvah. For what din shekeinu b'mitztayer? Like we said, that the chiyuv is a chiyuv mugbal. It's a limited chiyuv and it doesn't apply b'makom tzar. And for this reason, the Mishnah teaches us the p'tur of Oisek b'mitzvah l'gabei sukkah dafke. So the Mishnah is trying to tell us that by cholim misham shem there's no mitzvah at all of sukkah. There's no chiyuv mitzvah at all, just like we have by mitztayer. Because what? Just like we have by Oisek B'mitzvah. Now, what's the whole word of Oisek B'mitzvah? The whole word of Oisek B'mitzvah is that you're not chayv in the second mitzvah. And that's exactly the word by mitztayer. Becholim mishamshem. So it's beautiful that it's telling us a chiddush din. Legabei mitztayer, legabei cholim mishamshem. That just like Oisek b'mitzvah, there's a p'tur from the second mitzvah. So too by mitztayer, there's a p'tur from the second mitzvah because there's a p'tur from sukkah because it's a hagbola mechiv. It's like by Oisek b'mitzvah, you're not chayv in the other mitzvah. So too cholim shem shem, you're not chayv in sukkah because it's a hagbola mechiv. As we explained at length, the Pnei Yoshua Taka writes in his first Teretz, but the reason we bring the inyan of Oisek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah is to continue k'dei l'hamshich not only shluchei mitzvah but even mitztayer. But he doesn't. It's not so clear what he means. Like what's not keshem? Why do you have to write the word of Oisek b'mitzvah in order to tell us about mitztayer? Just write mitztayer. So based on what we said, it's kevaldik. It's the same. It's the same yisod. It's the same. It's the same lamdas. It's the same logical construct. And we can say even more than that, based on the Imre Bina. The Imre Bina, in Erech Chaim, in Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, Linyan Oisek B'mitzvah D'Rabona, Im Eino Patul Mi'mitzvah Doi Raisi, She'af Alpi She'ishitois, She'misham She'acholim Maptura Mi'suka, U'mishum Oisek B'mitzvah, V'yesh Tzad, She'ein Zu Ela Mitzvah D'Rabona, Shaini Hocha She'af Mitzdayel Patul, D'teishu Ke'ein Tedur. Even though there are shitas, that those who are serving the cholim are patur from sukkah, because they're busy with the mitzvah of serving the cholim, and there's a tzad that this is only a mitzvah derabanan. And if you hold that mitzvah derabanan doesn't patur you, osek mitzvah derabanan doesn't patur you from mitzvah deraisa, so how are the misham she hacholim going to be patur from sukkah? So the answer is that here is different, because even mitzvah is patur because teishu kein to duro. But ma kesher? What does the Imre Bina mean? He says it's beseder gamor. That normally enachinami osik mitzvah rabbanan is not patur from the daraisa, but here the misham she'acholim are patur from the daraisa. Why are the misham she'acholim patur from the daraisa? Because they're osik b'mitzvah and mitzvah is patur. What is my high? My inyan zel is it? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. She'im b'mitzta'er, if we say by mitzta'er, she'hi b'mini'ah, shel tzar gufani k'reida, which is a prevention of pure physical pain, en et achiyuv, chiyuv ha-mitzvah, klapei mini yazo, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Just to prevent tzar gufni, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Harei lebatar dechazinan meadin shel oisek b'mitzvah, mahalach shel hagbola b'chiyuv ha-mitzvah ashniya. After we see from the din of oisek b'mitzvah, this mahalach of limiting the second mitzvah, even though there's no physical prevention on the fulfillment of this mitzvah, by the one who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, we see that it's possible that chazinan d'shaicha, and you have lashon rabbeinu, lashon chachamim, the chazinan, anyway, chazal say chayev adam loymer v'lashon rabbo, it's a mishnah in Edius, a koponim. The chazina, the shaycha, agbala b'chiyuv, lo rak mechamat miniyah gufanit, ela gam mechamat hayot guf asuk b'mitzvah. So from oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, we see that not only can we say that there's a limitation on the chiyuv because of a physical prevention, because of a physical impediment, because of tzar, gufni, because of physical pain, distress, but also because you're oisek b'mitzvah, harei m'meila nitan luvva v'kal v'choymer, so automatically, you can learn from a kal v'chomer that if a minia gufnis of tsar be'alma po'elet yichiyuv, if a physical impediment of mere pain creates, activates a lack of obligation, so kal v'chomer for shiori kishemanu me'a mitzvah me'oto seik mitzvah acheret. So certainly, when what's preventing you is another mitzvah, and it's only mitzvah rabbana, because that meniyah, that prevention is only, that impediment is no less than a mitzvah. Right, we see by the mitzvah d'oraisa that you don't need a meniyah gufanit. In other words, if you always say mitzvah d'oraisa, you're putting another mitzvah d'oraisa. So you see, you don't need a meniyah gufanit. Any meniyah is enough. We see from mitzdayer that mitzdayer creates a p'tur. So why should osek mitzvah rabbanan be any less? And again, we see that on the daraisa level, it doesn't have to be miniyah gufanit. It could be another type of miniyah also, another type of prevention also. Is osek mitzvah rabbanan mitzvah daraisa? So therefore, once we have that principle, So even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, but that should be no less than mitzvah. Just like mitzvah passes you from the second mitzvah, so to the mitzvah derabbanan, like the Imre Bina writes. V'hainu mashe madetani matnitin l'shluchei mitzvah v'adei ha'ptur shel cholim m'shem shem. That's why we have in the Mishnah the p'tur of shluchei mitzvah together with the p'tur of avaisi mitzvot and mitzvah together with p'tur of cholim m'shem shem. V'kutei lomar b'ze sh'b'shluchei mitzvah d'suke harei l'bosar adin shelo yitzek b'mitzvah shel mitzvah k'suvim k'adodi b'mishnah p'tur l'mein b'chol gavne v'gam b'mitzvah d'rabbonan. That after we have the din of Oisek, B'mitzvah, and Mitzvah that are written together in the Mishnah, they're putter in any instance, even in the Rabbanan. And that's why it says it in the Mishnah in Sukkah. So it's Mamish Gevaldik. That it's written together with Cholim Mishem Shem. Oisek, B'mitzvah is written together with Cholim Mishem Shem. I'll tell you this Chiddush, that just like Cholim Mishem Shem is putter out Mitzvah, because there's a Meniyah, there's something preventing you from making the mitzvah, your pater is a hagbala b'chiyuv. The tsar is a hagbala b'chiyuv. So too, why should oisek b'mitzvah be any less? It's also going to be a hagbala b'chiyuv. And it can even be a mitzvah rabbanan. Well, why should a mitzvah rabbanan be any less important than tsar gufni? Tsar gufni says, I don't have to make the mitzvah d'araisa. So certainly a mitzvah should tell me that I don't have to make the mitzvah d'araisa. So they're placed together, we said, according to the, we said to answer the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. Why is Osek B'mitzvah written in Sukkah? It's the Makor is elsewhere, it's Shema and Pesach. So either we said it's because it has to be together with we want to put it together with Cholim Mishem Shem to show that it's the same gather of Ptur. That the second mitzvah doesn't apply. Just like by Osek B'mitzvah, the second mitzvah doesn't apply. So too by Mitzdayer, it's a Hagbala B'chiyuv. There's no mitzvah, it doesn't go that far. It doesn't go so far, it doesn't apply. Ptur shel cholim is boisa mahal shel ptur shel oisek b'mitzvah. That there's no second, there's no chiv of the set for the second to do the second mitzvah, because it's a hagbala in the chiv. The chiv is limited to where there's no tsar. If there's tsar, then one isn't obligated. Just like if one is involved in a second mitzvah, in a mitzvah, then one isn't obligated in. One is obligated and involved in one mitzvah. One is not obligated to do the second mitzvah. That's one vort that we said. And then we said, according to the Imre Bina, it's to tell you that even if one is oisek b'mitzvah derabbanan, because mitzvah cholin mishem shem is hakbala nechiv, that you're not oisek. So just like by tzar gufni, that you're not chayiv, and when one is a cholin, one isn't chayiv, it's hakbala nechiv. So for Tzar Gufni, you don't have to do Sukkah. So Osek B'mitzvah, also you don't have to do Sukkah, even if it's Derabbanan. So the Mishnah is telling us, it's Merameh tells us that even if the mitzvah Yosek and it's Derabbanan, that's going to pat you from Derais, even though normally all mitzvah Osek and Derabbanan is not pat from mitzvah Derais. Ma'advar me'irim kesapirim, Baruch Hashem. Marei v'rabbeisai, we have a lot more to talk about. A lot, I'm saying, you know, I don't like, one of the reasons I like giving long series of shiurim is the fight against Twitter. That's my my mecha against Twitter. Because the Twitter is, you know, say it in a sentence or two, with an emoji, and that's it. That's what we'd like to convey to you. And that takes such a minimal amount of effort, and of course it creates a lot of superficiality. And that we'd like to bring to the world of Torah, which, like the Chazon Ish writes, is a mecha against superficiality. It's a knisa la'oimek amokim shalachayim, to the depths of life, and not to be superficial. So it's a sham. We'll be zochet to continue the fourth shir, and we'll see more neflos and mitzvah. Okay, I hope that you are mitzvah from this shir and you only had oinig. And anyone who wants to clarify can always contact me. And that we should see the flaws in Tavis Hashem. Thank you for listening, Shalom.